Hurricane and tropical storm season is upon us again. This week, Tropical Storm Allison swirled through Texas. At least 20 people were killed. At least $2 billion worth of damage was reportedly done. It is difficult to quantify the damage done to the Houston Symphony. The waters of Tropical Storm Allison flooded Jones Hall, the symphony's home. Contaminated floodwater covered two Steinway pianos there, several orchestral instruments, and thousands of the symphony's carefully marked musical manuscripts. Joining us from Houston is the symphony's senior director for artistic planning, Aurélie Desmarais. Ms. Desmarais, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And give us some idea of what you confronted when your folks finally got to the basement.
Well, it was truly a remarkable sight. As we were making our way in the dark with flashlights, garbed in rubber boots, masks, rubber gloves, we passed the piano storage room, and in it were two pianos, two Steinway pianos, and they were literally smashed to bits. Then we made our way to the library and had to clear a path of debris to be able to make it back to the stacks. Four tall bookshelves that extend about, 15 to 20 feet. And on these were all of the holdings of the Library of the Houston Symphony that go back many, many years. And so it was with masks on and trying not to breathe in the stench and trying to pick our way that we made it back with the team of recovery people with boxes to be able to grab what we could off the shelves in a fairly limited amount of time.
And what were you able to take away with you?
Well, we probably got not quite half of the holdings. We were very pleased that we got that much out in the limited amount of time that we had. And we went to things like Mahler symphonies, Bruckner symphonies, Prokofiev symphonies, Copland scores, things that either are very rare and that you can't buy anymore, or sets like the Bruckner and the Mahler that have been so painstakingly put together from information from editors and musicologists, critical markings and music, so that
the markings and stresses give a clue to a concert performer as to how the piece should be played.
Yes, especially the string section, how they bow. You know how all the bows go up and down and they play phrases in certain ways using different techniques with their bows. These are all indicated in the music.
So even though you can go into a music shop and buy the sheet music, you literally cannot buy the kind of wisdom and experience that's represented by the markings on those manuscripts.
That's true. Not only the markings that are put in there by the string players themselves, our concertmaster and all the principal string players, but also the interpretations that are left from performance, from painstaking rehearsal and performance, from the conductors who have done these works themselves.
Have you heard from musicians, symphony players?
Absolutely. Many of them, everybody is okay. Everybody in the Houston family, no one has been hurt. There are some people who have sustained damage to their own homes. Remarkable stories, I must say. One from our principal oboe who, as he was trying to drive home on the Friday night and over into Saturday morning when this happened, got stranded on a crest of a hill on a median and watched with the gaggle of people who he was with, you know, strangers, all watching their cars be just taken over by the water. And he himself had to hang onto a tree at chest-deep level for many hours in the wee hours of the morning until he could get rescued. But the remarkable thing is, when the waters receded and he went back to his car, his oboe was in the car and in a case, a double case, the larger case and the smaller case. And when he opened this up, his oboe was perfectly dry.
Oh my.
So there are rays of hope and sunshine in the middle of all of this devastation.
Yeah. Ms. Desmarais, we'd like to play something for you, sit here with you for a moment. This is a recording of Leopold Stokowski conducting the Houston Symphony in April of 1958, Shostakovich's 11th symphony. Do you have any idea where the manuscript for this is?
Honestly, we have no idea. It may still be down there and not recoverable.
Desmarais, thanks very much. Good luck.
Thank you for your time.
Aurélie Desmarais is Senior Director for Artistic Planning of the Houston Symphony Orchestra, speaking with us from the studios of member station KUHF in Houston.